what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey there, friends, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie. And last time in episode 7, we talked about contentment in the now. You know, we're trying to learn how to find joy and gratitude in today instead of constantly chasing that someday, right? And I pray that that episode helped you slow down and just take a little breath, okay? Just a little bit deeper than your normal. But today we're going to be taking it one step further, right? Because once you embrace contentment in the now, guys, the next question is, what do I do with it? And that's where purpose comes in, right? So today's episode is called Purpose in Singleness. And listen, this isn't just for the ladies. Fellas, this is for you too, because purpose is engendered, okay? Purpose is God-given. And your season of singleness, whether it's temporary, whether it's long-term or lifelong, that isn't a holding pattern, okay? It's an assignment. It's holy ground. So let's talk about it. So here's the thing. Culture, right, often tells us that singleness is like a waiting room. Like your life doesn't really start until you're married, in a relationship, or have a family, right? And you can argue with me if you don't believe it. Put it in the comments. But let's call that what it is, okay? Let's call it for what it is. A freaking lie. Because marriage is a beautiful thing, yes, don't get me wrong, but marriage isn't the starting line of purpose, guys. Because if that were true, then Jesus, Paul, and so many others who walked out their callings single would have somehow been incomplete. And we know that's not true. Your purpose doesn't begin with a wedding. It begins with God. And he's already given you gifts. He's already given you talents, passions, and plenty of opportunities to live it out, right? Like right now. So let's anchor this in the word, okay? Because I like to, you know, I love to give you biblical foundations. First of Corinthians, okay, chapter 7, verse 32 to 34 says, "An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife, and his interests are divided." But Paul wasn't saying marriage is a bad thing. Okay, that's not what he said. He was saying singleness brings a freedom, right? A focus that you may not always have once your responsibilities shift. And think about Jesus. The most purposeful life ever lived was lived single. His singleness wasn't a deficit, guys. It was a strategic. It was a strategy, right? It was literally strategic. It allowed him to pour into his mission and relationships with an undivided heart. So if you've ever felt like singleness means you're less than, remember, the Son of God himself walked in full purpose without a spouse. And that's not saying you have to walk, you know, the same, because no one here is Jesus. But that whole thought of, if I'm not married, I'm not whole. Next time somebody comes to you and tells you some slick thing or make you feel less than because you're not married, baby, hit them with Jesus, okay? Hit him with the Son of God himself walked in full purpose without a spouse. So let's make this real, right? Right now, so many of us are facing a world full of noise and distraction. Okay? Work deadlines, financial stress, the constant scroll of people posting their highlight reels. And you guys might be like, oh, she's just redundant. Like, she keeps talking about social media and about this and that. But it's the truth, you guys. Because social media, okay, is going to be the end of all of us if we continue to allow what people post online to dictate our worth and our values and what we're missing, right? Because it can make you feel like you're behind. Like purpose is something you'll stumble into once things line up. But God doesn't work like that at all, y'all. I've learned that through my walk with Jesus. Okay, he does not work like that. Purpose isn't down the road. Okay, it is the choices that you make today and how you serve and how you grow, how you love people. It is the seed that you're planting. And when you plant that seed, you have to learn how to water it. You know what? I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to make another pause in my season and I'm going to talk about the seed, because the thing that we're talking about in church, the series we're talking about is called Rooted. And we're talking a lot about roots and planting seeds. So I'm going to make a break after this podcast and I'm going to talk about that. Okay. And then I'll resume my episodes. I know I'm starting to love pauses because it just dawned on me. God was like, girl, the next thing you need to talk about is that. But maybe your purpose right now, guys, going back to what I was talking about because I lost track, but maybe your purpose right now looks like mentoring a younger person in your church. Okay. Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's writing that book, starting that business, or saying yes to the dream God put in your heart years ago. And this is funny because I'm talking about this now, but in my church, this is a year of unfinished business. And what I just mentioned might be your unfinished business. Okay, so go on and let's not end this year without finishing that business or that idea that God planted in your heart. Okay. Don't wait for a spouse to validate what God already gave you. You are already enough and you are already called, sweetheart. Okay. So let's make this practical, right? Because you know how I love to make things practical. So how do you actually live with purpose and singleness, right? Well, how about just sitting down for 1 second, just for 1 second, and asking God to clarify your calling? Spend time in prayer, spend time journaling and reading scriptures. Okay. Like, what burdens your heart, baby? What burdens your heart? What energizes you? Purpose is often hidden in those clues. And for those people saying, I can't hear God, I can't hear God, I can't hear God, let me tell you something. At one point in my life, I couldn't hear God either. I was like, what are people talking about? What, he just came over here, sat next to you and told you what you needed to do? No. No, you don't hear God in those ways, sweetheart. You don't hear God in those ways. Once you start reading the Bible, once you start getting close to him, once you start walking this journey, you will start hearing him. It's something that I cannot explain because he talks to us in different ways. He doesn't talk to us all the same. And when you start allowing the outside, the external noise, you know, overwhelm your thoughts, you will start to hear him. Right? That's why a lot of people go on fast, where they fast for a long time. They don't go in social media. They take time. They open the Bible. They start reading. They start meditating. They start doing things and they start asking God for things and God starts to answer. If you're not listening or hearing from him, it's because you are not in tuned. That means you're not doing the necessary steps to get to listen and hear him, because God has a relationship with all of us, honey, with all of us. And he will answer you if you ask. Okay. Use your freedom wisely. You may have more flexibility in your schedule right now. Don't waste it scrolling or wishing. Okay. Invested in learning, serving and traveling and building. Use your singleness to your advantage, guys. And stop waiting for permission. You don't need a spouse to start that ministry. You don't need that spouse to write that song or go back to school. You know, purpose doesn't require partnership to begin with. So that idea that, oh, you need someone in order to complete you or in order for you to go for your dreams. If we sat here and waited for somebody to come our way, baby, we will never get where we need to go. You better grab them keys, get in that car and take off for yourself. And surround yourself with community. I keep saying that. I really do. I'm an introvert. I really am. And I'm also an extrovert. I'm kind of like in the middle, but I'm more towards the introverted side than the extroverted side, right? So a lot of things, something that I had to learn was to surround myself with community, right? Maybe, you know, doing little, and I'm not fully like involved, but I do serve at church. And that kind of helps me open up a little bit my horizons and broaden them a little bit more, right? Makes me feel a little bit more comfortable so then I can take those extra steps that I need so I can crack myself out of that shell that I've been that I put myself in. So purpose thrives in relationships, right? Friends, mentors, brothers, and sisters in Christ. You don't have to walk it alone. And my pastor keeps telling me this. You don't have to walk this journey alone. Community helps. Okay. And stay open-handed with God, right? Remember, purpose isn't always about a position, guys. It's about obedience. And sometimes God's purpose is really big and visible. And other times it's quiet faithfulness in the everyday. That's why I say sometimes you won't hear from him, but just because you don't hear from him doesn't mean he's not working. Okay, it doesn't mean he's not working. It's kind of like, let's reference it back to a test, right? When you're taking a test, the teacher ain't speaking to you. It's the teacher's quiet, right? And God is our teacher. So it doesn't mean you're always going to hear from him, but he normally always answers, okay? So let's just take a moment right now to ask ourselves, am I postponing purpose because I'm waiting for marriage, or am I walking in purpose right where I am? This kind of ties a little bit with the question that I asked on the last podcast. And what's one gift or passion that God has already placed in me that I can start using today? And who around me could I serve, who I can bless or encourage this week? Friends, let me tell you something. Purpose is not one big mountaintop moment, okay? It's not. It's lived out step by step, day by day. And singleness gives you a unique opportunity to lean in without distractions, guys. When you're single, you don't have that distraction of a family. Now, I'm also going to be talking about single mothers because I'm a single mother myself. So I'm going to speak about single mothers because I know it's difficult. Okay. But tune in to the next episode that I'm going to be posting. It's going to be about roots and seeds. Okay. So let's go ahead and close in prayer together today. Okay. Lord, thank you that our purpose doesn't start with another person. It starts with you. Thank you, Lord, for the seasons of singleness, whether short or long, because it's a season filled with opportunities, calling, and growth. Forgive us for these times that, you know, we've treated it like a waiting room instead of a mission field. Today, we ask you to open our eyes to purpose, God. You've placed in us right now. Give us boldness to step into, courage to trust you with it, and joy to walk it out daily. Bless every man and woman listening with clarity, with peace, and passion for your calling on their life. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. You guys, thank you for hanging out with me today. If this blessed you in any way, share it with a friend who's been questioning their purpose. And remember, singleness is not a pause button. It's a part of your story, and it's packed with purpose. I'll see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. Until then, live boldly, love deeply, and walk in the purpose God has already given you. Till next time, guys. Bye.
I'm learning to trust you. I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.